Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Tes Baba Basra 159. The Gemara tells us, Shalchu Misam, that they sent the following law from the land of Israel to the yeshiva in Babylon. And this is what they told them. Ben Shemachar B'nichsei Aviv B'chayei Aviv. If a son sold the possessions of his father while his father was still alive. So in order to keep track of this, we'll give these father and son and eventually grandson names. We'll say that the father is Jacob and the son is Reuven and the grandson of Jacob is Chanoch. So the situation is that Reuven sold while his father Jacob was still alive. He sold his share in the inheritance of his father's possession, and he said that after I die, it's going to go to this purchaser, to this buyer after I die. However, what happened first was before Jacob died, before Yaakov died, Reuven died. And so therefore, after Jacob died and the people wanted to come who purchased it and they wanted to take the possessions of Jacob that Reuven had sold to them, really the law is, said the people in the land of Israel, b'no motzi miyad halakochos, that Chanoch can come to these purchasers and say, sorry, even though you bought it from Reuven, it's mine and I get to take it from you, and he doesn't even have to pay them for it to take the property back. And so when the people in Babylon heard this, the Gemara said that they added on, v'zohi shekasha b'dinei mamonos. This is something which is one of the most difficult laws in the laws of monetary matters. And the reason is, leim rulei, because the people, the purchaser can say, avuch mezabein va'ad mapik. Your father, they could say to Chanoch, your father sold it to us, and you're going to come and take it. And because they understand that when Reuven sold this property to them, even though he didn't have it, he accepted upon himself a guarantee, and there was basically a lien on his estate. He's saying, I'm selling this to you, and so therefore he's saying, whatever I get from my father, I'm going to sell that to you. And so then Chanoch came and inherited it. So how is it possible that Chanoch can take something which his father had sold him, and isn't Chanoch getting it from his father? And so therefore, if Chanoch is getting this property that from his grandfather via his father, then it doesn't seem fair that Chanoch can come and take it away from the purchasers. That seems unfair. And so how could you rule like that? And so therefore they said, this is one of the most difficult of the laws of monetary matters. The Gemara says, but wait, why is it so difficult? Dilma Matzi Amar. Actually, Chanoch can say to the purchasers, you think I was getting this property, this parcel of land, you think I got that from my father and my father had already sold it to you? That's wrong. My father had actually never got it at all, because my father died before he inherited it. And my ability to inherit this property doesn't come because I inherited my father's right to the property. Rather, mikoch davua da abba kasina, I came directly from my grandfather. So I didn't inherit it from my father. So my father never had it. So what he sold to you was something he never had to begin with. And so therefore, that is why I'm able to take it back for you. And the proof for this is the proof that I'm able to inherit directly from my father, from my grandfather, is because it states in Psalms chapter 45, verse 17, Tachas avosecha yiyu vanecha, tishitemo lesarim b'chol ha'aretz. In the place of your fathers will be your children, which the Gemara here understands to mean, in the place of your fathers will be your grandchildren, and tishitemo lesarim b'chol ha'aretz. You will place them to be princes in the entire land. And so therefore, Chanoch would be able to say to the people who purchased the property from Reuven, I'm not inheriting it from my father, I'm inheriting it directly from my grandfather. And so therefore, the guarantee that my father gave you was for something that he never possessed. And so therefore, you have no right to claim this property that he sold to you. Even though this is the position of the Gemara at the outset, there is a later position in the Gemara which argues and says, no, that the son, that the grandsons do not inherit directly from their grandfather, but they inherit via their father. And if we adopted that position, then indeed the purchasers would have a claim. And what they do with this verse is, this latter opinion in the Gemara says that the verse is just coming to tell us it's a blessing that the grandchildren of the land will inherit their position of their grandparents. Even though this seems to be an esoteric matter as it relates to law, the poskim also connect this to the question of whether or not a grandson should take over the rabbinate of his grandfather, because we know that according to the Ramah, he rules like the Rivash and Responsa, that somebody was appointed a rabbi in a city and he died, his son has the first right to come before somebody else to inherit his rabbinate, assuming that he's worthy of the role. And indeed, that is the position of most of the poskim. And not only that, there's a debate amongst the poskim. Let's say the person does not have a son who is worthy, but he has a daughter who married somebody and the son-in-law is worthy. Should the son-in-law have the right to take it over? And so some say, know that the son-in-law does not inherit, because since his daughter is not first in line to inherit, the son-in-law would not be able to inherit via the daughter. And others say no, that because that was just a separate law with respect to monetary matters. However, when it comes to Torah and the son-in-law is worthy, that others say that the son-in-law is worthy to inherit the position via the man's daughter. So the post can say, what about with respect to our situation where there is a grandson, and the grandson is not coming via the son, but grandson is coming via a daughter? Do we say there that the grandson is able to inherit the position of the rabbinate? And some want to say, citing our Gemara, that since the grandson can inherit directly from his grandfather, so therefore he has the right to assume that role. Of course, today we have to be careful about the modern day application, but we see from here the very basic idea that on a spiritual level, a grandson is like a direct heir of the grandfather.